become deeply and excruciatingly tiresome. It's time to move on. The American people hate this, and it's making some of them hate us. This is nothing more than the sloppy, straight-to-DVD Ukrainian sequel to the failed Russia hoax. And if it seems like you've seen this movie before, it's because you have. And we know how the cycle goes. Last night's CNN or MSNBC promised smoking gun turns into today's disappointing nothing burger. It's like Democrats forgot they're trying to impeach President Trump for delivering military aid that President Obama himself withheld. And so now, with no crime, no victim, House Democrats impeach because they have no agenda for America. Impeachment has become reflexive for Democrats. It's what they've wanted all along. Impeachment is their passion, their drug, their all-consuming ambition and obsession. It has been since the moment they stopped crying at the Hillary Clinton election night sob fest. They say President Trump abused his power, a sad, low-energy placeholder for an actual impeachable offense. President Trump's true crime in their eyes was winning the 2016 election against all odds and against the establishment of both parties. The only relevant quid pro quo is the American people's decision to send President Trump to the White House in exchange for Trump's commitment to support our workers, restore our economy, defend our troops, and drain the swamp. How dare they accuse a President Trump of abusing his power when they have released the phone records of journalists and congressmen, contrived a kangaroo court, and subjected this administration to more harassment than any other in American history? They are the sorest of sore losers. The second article accuses President Trump of obstructing Congress. If obstruction in Congress is an impeachable offense, maybe we best impeach ourselves. For this fact-free impeachment has obstructed progress on a budget, on border security, on an infrastructure plan, and on economic reforms that will put America and the American people first. The American people know what this is really about. It's not about Ukraine. It's not about Russia. It's not about the Democrats' nosiness into the executive decision-making process. It's about the election. And so to the America First movement, we will face this illegitimate impeachment with our heads high, our facts straight, and our commitment to our transformational president deeply intensified. We'll see you on the field in 2020.